Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. Oh, there's a lot going on. The melting pot is a has got vegetables in it tonight, and Obama is stirring up the people. And as I'm listening to Abide With Me, you know, in life and death, oh Lord, abide with me. I always thought they played that on the Titanic as the last tune, but I think it was Nearer My God to Thee that they played. But Abide With Me, I always thought there would be a great tune for POWs. In a tiger cage, forgotten about when the Democrats sold us out in Vietnam. And they left Nixon holding the bag, just like the Democrats sold us out on 9/11, and they left Bush holding the bag. Yes, we could debate it, but you know what? The debate time is over. Now it's action only. So, welcome to the show tonight. There are a few soul-stirring arguments to be made by the Obama administration, who is stirring up the people, and there is a lot of disillusionment going on throughout the land. This guy, he really sold us out. He really did. And I'm getting worried now. I'll tell you why. There are Russian troops training in Colorado. China is getting ready to occupy their first Chinese communist state, and that's the state of Idaho. Now, I don't know what the population of Idaho is, but I would venture a guess that it's in low millions, if it's a million. Now, the Chinese have acquired 50 acres of land. They're building an industrial zone for Chinese only. Now, let's say they bring in 10 million workers, and they decide they're going to become American citizens, and they call for a vote for a governor and the Congress in Idaho, and they've already bought off the politicians. No politician is going to resist money. That's the one thing you must remember. Everybody gets their pockets lined. There are a few exceptions, and I don't know one of them. And something just entered my train of thought, and I'm going to pass it on to you real quickly, and then we'll go back to the Chinese occupation of Idaho. Anthony Weiner is back on the scene, and he's got a $4.5 million war chest that he was allowed to keep under the congressional rules that he and his boss, Chuck Schumer, made. You see, when politicians, if they don't spend all the money in their war chest, they get to take it when they leave. Torricelli the Torch, who voted to burn the flag and kill kids, when he left, he was supposed to turn over his war chest to Loudmouth Berg, who hasn't voted to burn the flag yet because he didn't get the opportunity, but he does vote to kill kids. And Loudmouth Berg said, Torricelli, you got to give us the $5 million in the war chest. And Torricelli said, I got enough on you guys, you can't do anything. Now, this is a fictitious quote. And Loudmouth Berg said, it doesn't matter, we'll get another $5 million anyway from the tax suckers. Yeah, and that's who we are. We're the tax suckers. You hear O'Reilly tonight talking about he's willing to pay 40% in taxes, but not a penny more. Yeah. Wait till he shows up for work one day and there's a guy in a quilted suit with a red star on his cap saying, I O'Reilly now. You be busboy. But anyway, going back to Anthony Weiner, he wants to run for mayor. New York, I call it the doormat state. Anybody can come here and wipe their feet on us, and they'll get a political job. We got a governor of New York whose daddy got him the job. This is all the sugar daddies. New York is the land of sugar daddies. Elliot Spitzer disgraced his family, used his wife as a political prop, made a stand on the stage while he pretended to love her and his daughters. Vito Fisella, who went to Washington to learn how to be a politician, and within a year he had a new wife and a baby. But he didn't tell his old wife and their babies. And now he's back on the scene. You'll see him standing in the background with the latest candidate who they're going to shove down your throat. Both parties are no good. Both parties have no intention of cutting the budget. They don't know how to cut a budget. They wouldn't know how to save a penny. They are only spenders. And you got to ante up because they are tax junkies. So what are you going to do about it? The only thing you can do about it, because you're never going to win this war against financial terror, you got to change your socks every 4 years. You got to go through to change your socks and get rid of them. Never let them get comfortable. It makes it harder for the bribe payers to, who do I go to? I forget, who do I see now? So let me start off the show with Obama the business clown. I have a picture of Obama in a clown suit. And he recently came out and said that nobody ever made it on their own. It was always through, with government help. I wonder how many grants he got from his government. What does Kenya give you? This clown never even had a lemonade stand. I have worked since I was 12. I'll tell you, I saved up money. I saved up $7 as a kid to buy a shoe shine box. And I was going to go with another kid in the neighborhood, and we were going to go down to 181st Street and shine shoes. So with pride, I showed my mother my brand new shoe shine box with the brand new polish and cloth and a full can of wax. She said, let me see the shoe shine box. So I showed it to her, and she picked it up, and she put it in the closet, and she said, no son of mine is going to shine shoes. Okay? And that's from a lady who came from a tough times. Okay? And I didn't realize it at the time, but she didn't want that stigma on me as a shoe shine boy. Now, my friend, he went on to shine shoes. He made a lot. He had more money than I did. But I caught up to him later when we used to carry groceries from the Grand Union, which is out of business now. But we didn't put it out of business. We used to wait at the end of the checkout counter and offer to carry groceries for housewives and old women. And we lived on the tip money. And the Grand Union let us do it. And today we'd be under arrest for a violation of child labor laws. Yeah. They'd probably shoot my parents. But anyway, that's how we started out. So I was working since I was 12. I saved, while working part-time and then full-time, I saved up $5,000. And I bought stock in a company that I was working for and a couple of companies that were affiliated with them. And I had $5,000 in stock in the 60s. And I went to work for a company, and they had a customer that was going out of business. And they said, why don't you take over that guy's business, because that area is a good area. So I jumped in with both feet. I got a $5,000 loan using my stock as collateral. And I bought a business for $21,000. And on my first day of work, I borrowed $30 from my mom, who still had my shoeshine box. And that was for the register. And I traveled from uptown Manhattan to Staten Island by ferry before the bridge. I opened my store at 8:30 in the morning, and I finished, and I stayed there until everything was finished for the day. My uncle called me from across the street in Manhattan. He says, a guy just died, and they put his folding bed out in the garbage. So I went over, and I got the folding bed. I threw it in my station wagon, and I used to sleep on it in the machine shop in Staten Island when it was too late to come home to Manhattan. And as many days as I could, I would drive down to 57th Street and pick up my inventory for the day and then head out to Staten Island and be there by 8:30. And it was a good feeling to see the customers standing outside waiting for me to open the store. So I built the business up to a 5-store operation. Sometimes 3 made money and 2 lost. So I was really, really having a 1-store operation, thinking I had 5. My help got paid first, I got paid last. And I always worried about their families. I went to my bank to inquire about creating a pension plan for my employees that would be competitive to a city worker's pension, because everybody was losing their good help to the city. And the bankers laughed at me. I used to joke that I got held up and robbed, and I called the governor of New York State to tell him we got hit. I lost $1,000, and the robbers got his tax money too. You know what the answer would be if I did that? Sure. Open up your books and records. We'll send in 10 inspectors. Isn't it great to have a partner who only takes winnings and no losses? One day, a fire inspector came to my office, and he looked at my business calendar and saw 5 stores. And he said to me, 5 stores? This is going to cost you. I played dumb. I was not going to pay off a crook who was making more money than me. A year later, I received a building violation that cost me $15,000 to correct, and $15,000 at that time was a lot of money. New York merchants are my last run-in with the government mafia was a sanitation fine. Oh, no, let me go back. I was notified that it would cost me $15,000 to correct the violations. I had to put gates. I had to take down my gates. I says, how am I going to protect myself? And the guy says, get a night watchman. Okay, and then I had to build a certain the stairwells. I had to concrete them in, you know, and all kinds of Mickey Mouse stuff. How to get an engineer's ladder to go into the basement. But anyway, so I did all the requirements for corrections, and I called for an inspection, and I failed the inspection. So I called an architect that I knew. I said, what can I do? He says, I'll give you a number to call. Give me a number. I call the number. Guy says, it'll cost you $600. Guy comes on a Saturday with 4 inspectors. Yeah, everything looks good. He goes, if you had called me first, I could have saved you $15,000. And that's doing business in the Big Apple, where everything is on the up and up. So, my last run-in with the government mafia was a sanitation fine. New York merchants are responsible to sweep 15 inches into the gutter. The first 15 inches in the gutter belong to the merchant that has the store. I remember when sanitation sweepers were neatly dressed in immaculate uniforms and they pushed a garbage pail on wheels and swept the streets clean. The unfair fine came to $550 for a debatable violation. I went to court, and the clerk says, if you see the judge, you'll probably lose the case and you'll pay more than $550 because the judge can fine you anything he wants. Or you can pay me $400 and plead guilty. So what do you think I did? Now the same politicians who put everybody out of business want to know where the business went. And by the way, this scenario is fictitious to protect the innocent. Beware of people who say they are for the people. Obama has no skin in the game, and neither do communists. Neither party is going to cut expenses. They don't know how. Obama needs to see the movie The Pawnbroker if he wants to know how businesses get started. He's got to listen to Rod Steiger tell Obama about buying a piece of cloth. Yep. So I hope he sees The Pawnbroker on his first day out of office, November the 7th. Hang in there. I will give you a tune, and then I will prepare my second epistle of the day. And God bless a small business. They're the backbone of America, but nobody helps them. You know why? Because Obama doesn't see the light.
Much for moonlit skies, never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a 4-alarm fire now. never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on a mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You know I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and lit that spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. Never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Somebody sent me a blog, and it bears checking. And basically what the blog said is that Obama surrendered his law license in 2008, and that his wife, who had a law license, surrendered hers also. Now, why would they do that? Check it out. Do a little Googling and see what you come up with. Why would you do that? Why is nobody wanting to tell us what he did in school and what his grades were? You know how the communists always play that little joke on you? What would Jesus do? What beer would Jesus drink? You see them? You know, anything to mock Christ. They do it all the time. They do it all the time. So I asked myself a question. How would Jesus make out under the demo camos and the repuppets? And I say to myself, the demo camos would have called for crucifixion, and the repuppets would have said nothing. Pretty much what both parties are doing today. Observation number one, neither party intends to cut taxes. They don't. They have no idea. They're talking about paying back stuff that they stole over 20 years. When the repuppets allow the demo camos $6 trillion to be wasted and tell the tax slaves they're going to do payback $50 billion over 20 years, it's time to replace all politicians with housewives. The demo camos are more brazen. They will tell you up front they will cut nothing. And then they will use the military, the police, firemen, and dumber school kids as hostages. The demo camos will have a bigger IRS and a bigger EPA. And Comrade Obama can't wait to declare martial law and move the White House to the UN. Now, if you want to strike one small blow for freedom, demand that no sales tax can be collected on goods 100% made in the USA. So the next politician that says, we've got to bring these businesses back, we've got to stop outsourcing, I say, how about no sales tax on anything that's made 100% in the USA? Not assembled in the USA with foreign goods. 100% made in the USA. How about no sales tax on that item? Well, I could go to Walmart tomorrow and I'll bet you I could find one. If I'm lucky. 15,000 containers come in on a four-day trip from China to California. Most of them are going to Walmart. 15,000 containers of goods. And this container ship goes back empty. We have nothing to trade except military secrets. But the politicians are selling those. Yep. So now if you want to strike one small blow for freedom, demand that no sales tax can be collected on goods 100% made in the USA. You will see American companies making more USA products. and you'll help American companies and their employment future grow. And you can start that movement tomorrow by starting the rumor. When you go, you know, starting the rumor. Now, you hear the rumor that Obama's going to do the UN treaty on July the 27th. It's not a rumor. It's thrown out there. But I believe it's thrown out there by the Obamas to find out what the reaction is going to be. And if the reaction is revolution, they'll back off. But at the same time, they'll make note of everybody who preached revolution. So be careful of what you say, because it's better that you live another day to do it your way when the time comes, rather than be picked up for questioning and we never see you again. You'll be like some of those poor GIs that are rotting in a Fort Leavenworth because they were charged with premeditated murder in a combat situation. And one of them was convicted by a panel of 7 officers who had no combat experience. But they treated him good. Instead of, they changed the charge from premeditated murder to unpremeditated murder. And they reduced his sentence of 25 years in jail to 15 years. They knocked 10 years off. Give him a discount. How's that, ruining a guy's life? And all he wanted to do was serve his country and his God in a quiet chapel that's sealed off, and you can't say Jesus Christ outside the door. Welcome to the slave states. So, where am I here? Now, if you want to strike one small blow for freedom, demand that no sales tax can be collected on goods 100% made in the USA, and that'll call all these phony bastards bluff.
Well, we really can't do that. We don't know how to figure it out. It wouldn't be right for...
What are you, an American?
Well, listen, I get a lot of money from the Chinese government officials. You know, I mean, what did you give me?
You will see American companies making more USA products. You will make, you will help American companies and your employment future grow. You can start that movement tomorrow by starting the rumor. When you go to the checkout counter, just say to the clerk, remember, no tax on 100% made in the USA goods. And she'll scratch her head and she'll run to her boss. And eventually the government will deny the rumor. And then you can denounce your politicians as un-American. And they'll be forced to take Chinese bribes back around back and champagne contributions, which is the equal to the same thing. Did you know that Anthony Weasel announced he has $4.5 million left in his war chest? As a crooked politician, when you leave office, you get to take the champagne contributions with you. If you did not spend them. Now, let me tell you something. If I'm a crooked politician, which I would be in 10 minutes because once you get into the groove, everybody's doing the same thing. And they said, hey, Tom, you know you got $10 million in the war chest and you're retiring next week. What are you going to do with it? Oh, I'm going to run an ad. I'm going to use up the whole $10 million. Do you have any envelope stuffers? Yeah, I need 9 of them. Yeah, give me a break, man. So, where are we here? And now, who made that rule that you can take the champagne contributions with you? Why, the other crooked politicians. Next, you'll tell me the crooked politicians are exempt from criminal charges for stock market insider trading. Oh, yes, they are. But Wall Street execs go to jail. Who made that rule? Why, the crooked politicians. When do they look out for me, the American citizen that voted for them? Easter Sunday between 8 o'clock and 5 past 8. So why do we need them? You don't. What should we do? Rotate them like tires. Think about that no sales tax on 100% made in USA goods. In the beginning, it will be a big joke, like the one made in USA item in Walmart. But by tomorrow, it could be a war cry. When John Q. Public finds out he has to pay 8.5% New York sales tax because his made-in-USA GM vehicle has an alternator and a water pump made in China, he will buy a Ford.
and GM will put off making the Escalade in China, and Ralph Lauren will stop making Obama Olympic suits in slave shops in Shanghai, and those uniforms will be replaced by American coonskin caps and Texas buckskin. And while we're at it, tell Spring Brustein he is not the boss of me, and communism will never be born in the USA. Christie should have thrown him off the stage and played a Roy Orbison 45. I would like to see Bruce's charitable contributions, not counting as send Obama to Camp March of Communist Nickels. Think about no sales tax made in the USA. You heard it here first. The shot in the arm heard round the nation. You want to put 60,000 Americans to work tomorrow? Outlaw self-service at the gas pump. Do the ladies a favor. They hate that smell of gas. It doesn't mix good with perfume. Hang in there. We'll give you another tune, and we'll be more American when we come back. But I was cool. You want to hear But I Was Cool? This is every man's plight here. I told the guy, cheer up, things could be worse. And sure enough, he cheered up, and things got worse. Or Obama could be more like Endicott.
Endicott.
Tonight is troops ordered to kill all Americans who refuse to give up their guns. And let's see what they say. We need more oath keepers. You know what we need? We need a drafter to come back. Why? Because no skin in the game, all you do is complain. We need the draft to come back. I know the regular military will hate it because they're going to have to listen to a bunch of crybabies. But if we allow these crybabies to sprout like wilted flowers, we're all going to be in trouble when the time comes and we have to count on each other. I would rather have a guy who learned how to salute the flag the proper way instead of burning it. An enemy is an enemy, whether he's wearing a powder blue helmet or a black gang star. Never mind to me. Keep shooting till the ammo runs out. Now, I returned the blog on this, and I did it on Huffington Post. And what they usually do is they will say your blog has to be reviewed by a commissar, and we'll post it later, and then it never gets posted. And you can't find it. They don't say, here's your blog, and we posted it. So, but you know, in the heat of the moment, I always respond to an attack. And here's my favorite blog coming back up. But what I said was, when a GI in the service is ordered to shoot his brother and take his father's guns away, he's going to wonder what side of the oath he's on. This is what this guy has to say. For your information, there are 80 million plus hunters in the U.S. If it was an army, it would be the third largest army in the world. How many are Obama followers? I don't know. But I don't think there will be a problem. Remember, boys and girls, when the man in the blue helmet knocks on your door and asks for your guns, show him your hope and change. Give them your precious metals, brass and lead. Simplify and always keep your powder dry, and praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. So that's from World War One. That saying, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. There's a book that shows guys shooting the enemy, singing that hymn. So let's see. This is the blogs are coming in like hotcakes on this one. Okay. Guys are picking states that they're going to assemble in. There sure is a whole lot of talk here, but one thing I see as detrimental is the lack of organization. Those of us that see what is happening to our country need to organize and prepare for what we know will happen. We need to get our house in order first and foremost. We don't have much time, as you all know. I'm not very confident in sharing information in this venue, as it surely is being monitored as we speak. So, how do we organize ourselves? How do we contact and inform all of those who truly care about this country? It's obviously happened before the internet was ever a dream to anyone, and that is where we need to look. It is going to take at least one person to toss themselves out in the open on here in order to facilitate further communications with everyone concerned. I'm willing to take that risk in order to pull our resources together and help introduce and familiarize ourselves with one another. There are many changes we will have to make in our lives in order to make this work. Those of you who are serious, please contact me at, and I'm not giving out the address. Let's keep it simple. In other words, please do not send your life story, or simply make contact with what your true intentions are. There are people who will not take this laying down. And then, speaking of taking it, laying down, look what they're doing to Zimmerman. Zimmerman is not a black and white issue. Zimmerman is a black and Latino issue, but the media labeled them white because they didn't want any trouble with the Latinos. They want to keep the Latinos in the same corral as the blacks under the Obama label. And I'm going to tell you something, it ain't going to work, because the Latinos are Catholic, and they already see what Obama is doing to the Catholic Church, and they don't like it. And when a bishop gets up and speaks in Spanish on what Obama is doing, they're going to listen. And the ones who don't go to church have to listen to their grandmas. So, the divide and conquer boy has split the country in too many different ways, and it's going to come back to haunt him. And never forget, he is a communist, and he's being handled by communists. His Tonto, this guy, his name is Tonto, and he wrote, well, okay, and the truth is the people in this country have been expecting something of the sort from Obama and his merry band of Nazi socialists from day one. Here we are, 6 months away from Obama's expiration date, and the country is better armed with more people carrying guns and taking shooting classes more than ever in history. Even huge numbers of the ladies. Ladies, you got to have a gun. I'm telling you right now, you got to have a gun. You watch the crime reports every day that two girls go missing, a mother is murdered, a girl leaving a bar late is raped and murdered. Girls, you got to have a gun. You need the first thing you got to do is overcome your fear of guns. You've got to be familiar with them. You got to know how to handle them. You got to know what the different guns are and what they do. And you got to take an NRA course and learn safe gun handling. But girls, you need to learn how to handle a gun. God forbid you're in a plane where Arabs are taking over, those bad Arabs, not the ones that are good, the bad ones. And they're shouting Allahu Akbar, and they're struggling with an outnumbered pilot whose throat they haven't cut yet. And a gun falls out of their hands and lands in your lap. What are you going to do? And not only that, you don't need a big gun. You don't need a Clint Eastwood gun. You need something nice and small. You need something compact, you know. You could keep it in with the makeup. And when somebody attacks you, you don't have to dial 911 and hit the wrong number. You know, you dialed 811 by mistake and you're getting the message from the phone company. All you got to do is pull out your little Lady Derringer and change the man's mind. Let me tell you, you put 6 rounds in a guy, he's going to be thinking about other things than what he started to think about. Girls, you need to learn how to handle guns. And besides that, there are a lot of good-looking guys who are family-oriented. They're one-woman type of guys, and they're all at the shooting range. And they would love to teach you how to handle a gun. So think about it. Let's see what else we got here. I'll say one thing about Bush. His butt is made out of gold. With all you I'm not saying this guy is nasty. He's nasty. Okay, let's see what this guy says. Okay, he has never stated his appreciation of our founding principles. He's talking about Obama. Therefore, he has always been suspect that supporting them. Only people who want to control other people are afraid of our right to self-defense. And he's an ex-Marine. And look what they're going to do to the Marine Corps. How would you like to go to the Marine Corps ball and see two guys dancing in uniform? Is that going to break your heart? You bet your ass it is. And we're all supposed to look the other way. Let me tell you something about looking the other way. Jesus said, turn the other cheek. He didn't say spread it. Don't be afraid to stand up for what you think is right. Other people who don't have your courage will find stout-hearted men a fervor. That's the first tune the nuns taught us in school.
Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. Shoulder to shoulder and boulder to boulder, they fight as they go to the fore. Then nothing in the world can halt the Mara plan. When stout-hearted men stick together, man to man. Never forget this. 25% of the United States in 1776 rose up and threw the British out. It wasn't a majority. It was 25%. There were a lot of collie-wally people, fence sitters, that sat on the sidelines waiting for the outcome. And they got to leave the country in 1781 once they were identified as pro-British. So we've thrown people out before who tried to hurt us. And we can throw them out again. I can think of 2 senators right now. Now send them back to Globia, because they're globalists. Just remember, if you truly uphold the Constitution, then we have to use this framework to secure our freedoms and liberties. If we become tyrannical to overthrow the tyrants, then we have become them. I'd rather say if we find them guilty of treason in a military civil court, then they should be sentenced accordingly. We must hold an act from a higher ground of truth and justice, not revenge. It is not revenge to stand up. Like Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or kill Chuck Schumer. No, he never said that. I'm only kidding. Yeah. In order to, whatever you got to do to win. Faint heart never won a fair lady. My uncle used to tell me that, and he never got married. He used to remind me, faint heart never won fair lady. And he had a girl that was crazy about him, and every time she proposed marriage, he would go out and get drunk for 2 weeks. Some guys just can't take the firing line. But he was a good uncle. He was the best. Rod, we should not, like Jesus says, a good man falls 7 times a day. Rod, we should not overlook the fact that Obama is a Muslim. He is a Muslim. And that Obama is very tricky. I would think that he would most likely devise a plan to move in a few million Muslim men from the Muslim nations of the world and use them to subdue the people of the United States. He doesn't have to do that. The Chinese are doing it in Idaho right now. And the local politicians have sold out their own people. Yep. Did I mention it before? How many people live in Idaho? I don't want to start go Googling because I'll lose the show. But my guess is there's 1 million people in Idaho. Look at Tom Daschle coming out of South Dakota. Look at what these liberals do. They go up to Oregon, they take over Oregon. They come out of California, they take over Oregon, take over Washington State. You got baby killers and flag burners like Patty Murray telling Americans what she's going to do for them. She ain't going to do nothing for them. She's going to testify against them at the hearings for the Politburo. Let's see what we got here. And Hillary, let's not forget Hillary. She has earned it. How about a no, I'm not reading that one. Actually, we have a civil war brewing with real bullets and blood. If it does start, we need to carry it through and systematically hunt down the commies and put them in Gitmo or in the ground, starting with Soros, Banjo, Pelosi, Reed, and the rest of the Reds. Oh, no. Nancy Pelosi's a Catholic. You can't do that to Catholics. See, I'm a practicing Catholic. I'm not as pure as Nancy Pelosi and John Kerry. Imagine that pig, Jane Fonda's a sidekick, running for the presidency, reporting for doo-doo. I'm reporting for doo-doo. I'm for the war, but now I'm against it. I was for my marriage, but now I'm against it. Yeah. We're in trouble. And, of course, the states they're going to go after, that's why they're keeping the borders open. Because they're going to go after Arizona, be the first state that goes under house arrest. And the first guy arrested is going to be Judge Arpaio. They'll charge him with treason. You must fight fire with fire. It sounds like a cliche. You got to do what Patton said. Never let the enemy pick the killing ground. You pick the killing ground. best thing we can do is get rid of those communist senators and get rid of them for good. And you shouldn't let one politician stay in office more than one term. One term for per termite. This way he doesn't get too comfortable. And Patton also said, no good battle decision was ever made in a swivel chair. I would put forth, and he also said a lot of things about the Russians that I can't repeat. Yeah. I'll tell you a quick story, though. I don't know how much time we got left. A guy told me this, World War II vet. He told me two good stories. I'll tell them both to you. Patton was on the Elbe. They wouldn't give Patton gasoline because they didn't want him to go any further. Roosevelt had promised Stalin Berlin. So the Russians went in and they raped the 2 million German women. And they went into Berlin. So Patton's sitting on the other side of the Elbe, and one day a guy walks into his headquarters. He's a Russian colonel. And he walks right into Patton's office to his desk, and he looks at Patton and he goes, all the boats on this side of the Elbe belong to Russia, belong to us. We're taking them to the other side. And Patton said, who let this guy in here? And everybody mumbled. He reached in his drawer, he pulled out a 45, he slammed it on the counter, he picked up the phone. He says, activate the 4th Armored Division, we're attacking the Russians. Well, this guy turned 40 shades of white, and he ran out of the office. Now, what do you think he said when he got back to his superiors? Who sent him there to do the dirty work? We're being attacked. Yeah. So, that's Patton. Now, here's another story this guy told me. World War II vets working in a customs warehouse. And a guy walks in. This is during And a guy walks in, and he's got the receipts for goods he wants to pick up. And he's got an American flag sewn on his ass. So they all look at the flag, and they go in the back to get his goods, and they throw him in the river. They come back out, they give him his receipts, they go, we can't find anything. He goes out, his car's been demolished by a forklift. Calls the cops come, and they go, did you guys see anything? Nah, just that flag on his ass. Case closed. Try that today, see what happens. The cops are under more fire today in New York than the troops in Afghanistan. Every day they go to work, their pension is on the line. Their life is on the line. They got nobody backing them up. They got nobody watching their back. They can't even trust their partners today. That's a Soviet undermining of a unit. And who's doing it? Liberals. There's no such thing as a liberal. Liberal is a nice word for communist. Liberals are communists. They hate this country. They'll do anything to undermine it. They mock the flag. They mock God. They mock country. They are communists. And they are our biggest enemy. And this Democrat-Republican horse manure is, that's just what it is. I'll pretend to be tough and you pretend to be tougher. I would put forth that would be because they used to have self-reliance to survive, self-reliance parents, self-responsibility, and the resultant sense of satisfaction of the result. We used to call it pride and achievement when I was growing up. Okay, thank you. Oh, this is talking about the State Department. Department of Agriculture is encouraging in Spanish novelas to go on food stamps. Do you know what welfare was in my mother's time? A bag of flour and a kick in the ass. Yeah. I'm looking at a story about an admiral. His name is Otto Richardson. He was in charge of Pearl Harbor before Pearl Harbor. And he made a big stink about tying up all the ships in Pearl Harbor. He called Pearl Harbor indefensible. So rather than listen to him, they relieved him. And his picture is on the cover of the book. And he's got Navy written all over him, tough Navy written all over him. He's got a plain black suit with one gold star on the sleeve. he's got about a 6-inch row of single row of ribbons. Now today you look at these admirals that go on show, and they look like ushers at the Bijou. They're wearing more brass than if they fell overboard, they would surely sink. And they got more scrambled eggs. They look like a hero of the Soviet Union. Are you out of your beep leg mind? What weapons? It's not weapons that win wars, it's men that do. A Mini 14? My grandsons have them. Blue helmets make good targets. Oh, by the way, a lot of these sensors don't work as well as they say. East Texas swamps and forces play hell with them. Deserts, they kind of work better. And it's an airborne sergeant retired. So, you know, we're in trouble. We're in trouble, and we did it to ourselves. We let these communists take over. And now we're going to have to call on good men to get rid of them. And I only hope that we get rid of them the right way, and that's what the ballot becomes our bullet. I don't want to see good Americans dying. I don't want to see brothers killing brothers under orders. I don't want to see a father having his guns taken away by his son. I don't want to see a father cursing his sons. And I don't think I will. I think when it comes down to it, there are guys already refusing to follow orders as NATO troops. They put one guy in jail because he was a Marine for 9 years. And he went to Afghanistan 3 times, and he wouldn't go because they wanted him to wear a NATO badge. And he wouldn't do it. He says, I took an oath of office to preserve the Constitution, and I'm not working for the UN. And that's Clinton's doing. Clinton did that. Most Americans agree with your statement. Get us out of the UN. However, you're over the top about Romney still getting money from Bain Capital. Who cares? They all steal. They all steal. Bain Capital is a side issue. That's to take your mind off of the fact that you're losing your country. You'll be debating whether to legalize weed and Bain Capital, and when you go out in the street, there'll be Russians directing traffic. You don't think so, huh? Well, just what the hell do you have against a businessman making money? That's what this guy said. Okay, actually. Yeah, that's the name of the game, is to make money. Look at Obama. He came in with $2 million, and he's worth $5 million, and he's never had a job. Don't tell me he's working for me, because he's working against me. Okay. I don't like it when guys debate. I just want guys to make statements on how they love this country and what they're going to do. Goons from the ATF are reading these comments. That guy's name is, I'm not going to give his name. It's a Latino name. We know that. We know we've been monitored and watched. It's very sad. Very sad. You don't know what they're doing to the New York cops. A New York cop can't make a phone call. All his calls are being monitored. You have no idea what they're doing to these cops. I have no idea. Actually, we'll have a civil war brewing with real bullets and blood. If it does start, we need to carry it through and systematically hunt down the commies and put them in Gitmo or in the ground. Oh, that guy already said that, starting with Soros and Van Jones. But everybody's upset about this. Every 2 seconds, another blog is coming in. What worries me are the UN and NATO troops and their equipment here. Tanks, fighter aircraft, and more all here in America now. All our bases have UN and NATO troops training here at this time. Large numbers. And I hear all the closed military bases are filled with them too. They want to be dictator and traitor Obama. The wannabe dictator and traitor Obama has been setting this up for a while, as his puppet masters pulling his strings before Obama. This has been going on a long time and has set it up this way. Europe and the New World Order trash want us back under them as their slaves and serfs. the Rothschilds are as much behind this as any Rockefeller should have been tried for treason a long time ago, as the Rockefellers should. Okay, so the Rothschilds, I don't know. I don't like it when anti-Semitism enters into it, because it distracts from the mission of an American. George Washington's favorite Jewish guy was a guy that bankrolled him when the Congress wouldn't. And I think he was from Connecticut. I forget his name, but you could Google it. Just look for Jewish Finances of the American Revolution. And George sung his praises. He even went to a Jewish synagogue to thank them. And if they're good enough for George, they're good enough for me. The U.S. troops would have huge numbers that would flip sides. The bozo in D.C. knows this. He would try and bring in the blue helmets. Never has worked very well in the past. Let me tell you about blue helmets. The only thing they know how to do is stand down and rape women. They are useless. They're totally useless. And they will not raise a hand to help anybody if they know that they're going to take a bullet. Just look what they did in Rwanda. What is so great about the UN soldiers is the powder blue helmets and gear they wear. When I first did my first website, I had a picture of Hillary Clinton coming out of a meeting in Afghanistan with an officer. And she's looking at the officer, who, by the way, military were told never to look in her eyes, especially the guys that worked around the White House. And I believe that because I know somebody that met her on an elevator once. And she wouldn't look at her. And all the person was saying was, "You don't sweat much for a fat chick." No, I'm only kidding. But anyway, and so in this picture, she's walking out and she's looking up and talking to this GI. And I put a caption underneath and it said, "I said back then, if I had my way, all you guys would be wearing blue helmets." And look what they're doing to the Marine Corps. They want to break that Marine Corps so bad, they can taste it. They want those Marines in blue helmets. Yep. And they're going to cut the defense budget, and Leon Panetta is going to pretend he cares. Leon Panetta is a stooge. So, you want to buy a house in New York? You want to buy a nice apartment, a one-bedroom apartment in New York, or rent it for $4,000 a month? Yeah. And the mayor, Mohammed Bloomingdale, is cutting the one-bedroom apartments into two apartments. Well, let's see, this guy is I don't like guys that attack other guys that are commenting. I'm not going to read them. Let's see what this guy says. I read a lot of the comments here, and honestly, I'm like a WTH. This article is about gun confiscation under the guise of the UN. Nothing to do with Muslims. I got news for you, you idiots. The Muslims are dupes just like you and aren't a threat. It is our own government and people in power, the elitists of the world. The communists have infiltrated every organization. There isn't an organization that isn't communist infiltrated. Look at Columbia University. Look at Harvard. Look at Yale. All the finest schools. The KGB graduates from Columbia University. Ask Jimmy from Brooklyn. He'll tell you. Yeah, here's a house back on the market on 137th Street. The original owner got shot 3 times, and the drug deal went bad. Oh, yeah, sign me up for that one. Let's see what else we got here. It is sad, man. It is really sad. You see that guy catch that girl that jumped off a three-story building? What, is that guy a hero or what? Ran from across the street, set himself up to catch that girl. What kind of force that girl landed with? That guy was a good guy. He was a good guy. He was black. Oh, you mean there were black good guys? Yeah. just remember, if you truly uphold the Constitution, then we have to use this framework. We already read that one. Okay. Sometimes revenge is indicated in Scripture. God takes revenge not only on his enemies, but even on his rebellious people. Father, forgive us. We know not what we do. We don't thank you enough. That's our problem. And I'll tell you, who doesn't thank you enough? It's the Catholics that skipped the second collection in my church. I never seen a basket so frugal looking. Even if they put cereal in, at least there'd be something in there. It is really sad. I never see anything more than a dollar. And now I know why they put felt in the basket, so that they don't hear the quarters clinging together. Fight fire with fire, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I just want my country back. Give me my country back. I want to do it the easy way. I want to fire all of the bums. That's the way to do it. I want to see those communists on the communist news network CNN, or nothing but communist NBC saying, "I can't believe it. It was a landslide. 50 states voted Obama out. I can't believe it." Yes. Well, wait a minute. No, that's not a state. Oh, it's Kenya. Kenya voted. You took the words right out of my mouth. God is in control. Yes, I always say there are three plans in life: your plan, my plan, and God's plan. And just think about a D-Day when the weather was supposed to be bad. Just think about D-Day when Hitler told nobody to disturb him because he was sleeping off drugs. Tell me about D-Day with three Panzer divisions within striking distance of Omaha Beach that were waiting for word from Hitler. Those guys would have been driven right back into the sea. They would have been lucky. They would have been lucky. The Navy would have had to pull out of range of the tank fire. It's not the ragheads you need to worry about. It's our own government. Let's see what else they say. We're running out of time. I have long believed that the Secret Service should be disarmed. All they really require are rape whistles, signaling mirrors, and cell phones to dial 911. Ooh, that's nasty. That's nasty. A lot of good guys in the Secret Service. There, everybody's being played today. Everybody's being... Big Brother is watching everybody. Looks like we ran out of time. Okay. So, you know what we'll do? I'll dedicate this last tune to... Oh, come on. Why did you do that to me? I didn't do anything to you. You want to... It's terrible. Terrible, terrible. Okay, we'll give you a cheerful tone.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart to heart you. You sing to one. Smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it's near you. One girl, you're everything to. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found her, build your world around her. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
Take care, you Americans.